Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules in a new section of Chapter 308 WAC. These proposed rules further clarify SSB 5152, Enhancing Data Stewardship and Privacy Protections for Vehicle and Driver Data, as well as current department practice. The newly proposed section will be codified in WAC 308-10A, Data Privacy. This hearing is being held via Zoom and in person at 1125 Washington Street Southeast, Olympia, Washington. This hearing is taking place at 10 a.m. on July 31st, 2023. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 23-13-119, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on June 21st, 2023. The department posts all of our rulemaking information on dol.wa.gov/about/rulemaking-activity. And this is where you can access all rulemaking notices and proposed language for this rulemaking. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 46 period 01 period 110, RCW 46 period 12 period 630, RCW 46 period 12 period 640, RCW 46 period 52 period 120, and RCW 46 period 52 period 130. And I believe RCW 46 22.
Yes.
Okay. My name is Ella Sterrett, and my title is Rules and Policy Manager. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Will Saunders, Data Stewardship and Privacy Administrator, Eric Shields, Data Sharing Contracts Manager, James Messer, Contract Specialist, and Kelsey Stone, Policy and Legislative Analyst. And of course, we also have our Deputy Director attending to oversee. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. For virtual attendees wishing to testify, please provide your name and contact information in the chat or wait until or unmute when I tell you you would like to testify when I call your screen name. It's fun. For those in the room wishing to testify who have not already noted their desire to testify on the sign-in sheet, please wait for me to ask the room if there's anyone else wishing to testify and notify me at that time. I will ask you to provide your contact information, which will be added to the sign-in sheet. This sign-in sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which I collect your information. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these proposed rules. For those wishing to provide written comments, please hand them to me or email them to rulescoordinator@dol.wa.gov, and we will include them in the formal record and our response to questions. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements from those present. Randy Brown. Oh, you don't want to testify. Are you sure?
Hi, Ellis.
Are you sure? Okay. Laura Larson.
Good morning. My name is Laura Larson. I work for Laz Parking. We manage parking lots, garages, run shuttles all around the country, actually. I work out of our Seattle office. And thank you for giving us an in-person opportunity. It's nice to see people again, not just looking at the TV screen. Overall, I actually do support this document. I just think it's unintentional, but there's just an error in one section I wanted to point out that I'm hoping you can correct. So in 308-10A-500, number 2B, it has removed parking operators as having access to DOL records. However, 4612-630, section 2E, gives us that access and substitute Senate Bill 5152, section 5, 2E, gives us that access. It's just this whack that appears to have taken it away. So I'm hoping you can just correct 2B and add that back in.
Can you repeat the section from 5152?
Yeah. Section 5, 2E.
Thank you for your testimony. Do you have anything else you'd like to share?
That is it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are going to now call Craig
Bagden.
That's okay. Thank you. I didn't want to get it wrong.
Yeah, no problem. Craig Bagden. I'm president of Effective Arbitration, Inc. Drove over from Spokane.
Thank you so much.
I'm actually here to speak in support of what Ms. Larson just indicated. I also have substantial background on this particular going back 40 years with the DOL, so that's entirely possible how you know me. And again, reiterating the importance of maintaining the permissible use for the commercial parking operators in that section.
Thank you so much, Craig. Going down my list for those may be willing to testify. So Corey B, I'm so sorry. I'm not great with this handwriting. I mean, your handwriting is great. You're writing this. Sorry about that. Corey, are you wishing to testify?
I am Corey B, and that is Corey Burrows. Just wanting to testify to the same as Craig and also Laura had alluded to as well. Coming from a parking operator, I'm principal and CEO of Prime Parking Systems based out of the Seattle and surrounding areas out to the peninsula as well. And just wanting to maintain that language that was already adopted and brought in reference to keeping it within the RCW 46.12.6302E. And again, putting it in there to maintain just kind of the integrity of what was already stated.
Great. Thank you so much for your testimony. I'm going to now open it up to anyone who maybe, hadn't wanted to testify in the beginning, but now wishes to provide testimony. So I'm going to ask anyone wishing to provide additional testimony to go ahead and unmute yourself or raise your hand if you're here in the room, and I will give you that opportunity. Hearing no one, I want to thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned. Can you please stop the recording?